I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, using a dictionary to help define the law of the land.
The next time you go to an English dictionary to look up a word or settle an argument, you might take comfort in knowing that even some of the most esteemed users of the language are doing the same thing.
Two researchers have found an increasing tendency by U.S. Supreme Court justices, some more than others, to cite dictionaries in their opinions, and not just legal dictionaries, but general use dictionaries as well.
Jeff Kirkmeyer is a law professor at the City University of New York. He says using a computer, he and Sam Thumma, a lawyer in Arizona, searched for the word dictionary in Supreme Court decisions.
Of course, the court had first used the dictionary back in 1830, but you know, very rarely did they use it for a long time. Even up through like the 1910 through 1919, they only used the dictionary in 8 opinions. In the 1920s, they only used it in 10 opinions. And really up through the 60s, they never even used it more than 20 opinions a year.